Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Live Without Limits. Today we will talk about setting goals and why it is important to set goals. And if you think about it, if you don't have goals in life, you don't have any purpose in life. And we establish goals to give us a sense of direction, to have a target at which to aim, to give our lives a sense of purpose and accomplishment. Is it worth taking time to set goals? Here are some ideas for you to consider and why you should set goals. If you do not have a goal, how do you know what direction to take? If no goal exists for progress, how does your company know where it is? If there is no achievement goals, how will you or a company know when you have arrived? Would you take a bus if you didn't know where it was headed? Given a limited amount of money, where would you spend it? And given a limited amount of time, what do you do? What do you not do? If your children have no goals, what does life have in store for them? We ponder these questions because we need to consider things about what gives our life purpose. And what gives our life purpose is to have something that we look forward to every day. Because if you didn't have anything to look forward to every day, then you probably wouldn't be interested in getting up or even have any excitement to do anything in your life. And one of the reasons we get an education is that the end goal is to graduate. After you graduate, then your end goal from high school is to go on to college. After college, then your end goal is to find gainful employment so that you can, in essence, purchase yourself a car, a home, anything that would make your life easier, products in the home. Without a goal, then you wouldn't have any idea of what you wanted to do or where your life was headed. And now let's talk about the birth of a goal. Goals are derived from a sense of purpose, a mission, a reason for being. This sense of purpose comes from a vision of what could be or what we desire to be. A vision has ideally been defined as an ideal statement. Our vision is heavily influenced by our deep-seated value system. If, for example, you believe that only educated people advance, then you may have a goal to earn a college degree because you always want to look at advancing your life somewhere in time. And if you believe that ends justify the means, then you conduct business that way, and your vision, purpose, and goals will reflect that belief. What I'm going to do now is tell you a story about something that I did with a company on the internet. And this company is called Lighthouse America. Its owner is Paul Burks. Its marketing director is Daryl Douglas. Durant Rocket works with them to help you build your downline by buying leads from him. And then they have Ron Davidson, who also helps them promote their company. The problem is, this company is doing nothing but scamming the general public because what they're doing is selling products on the internet by having you join them as an affiliate. Then they run meetings on a regular basis on the phone, and they hype you up about how they can help you build your downline, and they have places where you can go and you can purchase leads that will be put in your downline with the idea that these people will upgrade and buy a premium membership, and then you will earn a percentage off of their monthly fees that they pay in and any products that they're buying online. Problem is that you You have people who are bought into the hype that believe that by having a premium membership with them, they will earn money. The thing is that the majority of the people have not earned anything. They've paid for leads. I was a member of this, have been a member of this company for a year, and for about 10 months out of that time, I was paying a premium membership, and I was also paying to buy leads to be put underneath me of people who were looking for a business opportunity. Well, the end results was at the end of 10 months, I put out almost $5,000 and never had a return on it. Then come just about that time, they came up with a new program that they were instituting, which was called NewNet Life. This program is a combination of both NewNet Mail and Free Store Club, but instead of paying a monthly premium, you have people paying money up front for a business center. You can buy one business center for $300, or you can buy three business centers for $1,200. Then they keep telling you how you're going to make $1,000 to $20,000 a week as a monthly as a weekly bonus for payment for bringing other people in. Well, that's a lot of hype, because unless you're going to put money out to buy leads, no one's going to come and put up that kind of money before they ever paid anything. The thing is, you have people in NewNet Mail who had bought fast start bonuses. For that fast start bonus, what they were doing was buying so many packages of memberships where they could give it away to their members or their friends who they could have as members. But the only way you were making money was if someone actually upgraded to a premium membership. Well, if you then what happened was they decided that they had 2 million members, and out of those 2 million members, 25% of them were not paying anything for any premium membership, or they had not purchased anything. So they decided they were going to basically delete those names from their database. Well, I had purchased over 229 names. Now I'm down to 98, and you're not offering me money back for that loss of downline, or you're not saying to me, for all of those that we deleted off of our database, we're going to replace for you. So I consider that a scam. I consider that lost money. And so you have to be real careful when you're using the Internet on what people are going to do. That's why you need to understand that setting goals is important, but you also have to be aware of what scams are out there, because the goal of this company is to make money off of their current members and then add new programs so they can get them to get into those programs so they can keep adding money. But at the same time, they're not really helping you to make your money, which should be your goal. And if you can't make money on it, the best thing to do is turn around and delete it or get rid of it. And I'm about to contact the North Carolina Attorney General's office to have them investigated as running a scam and using the Internet to do it. And now, essentially, this exercise is designed to help you get in touch with your wants, ideas, needs, and desires. That is, what I would like you to think of is a program that's called WEND. And in that program, it's the W is wants, the I is ideas, the N is needs, and the D is desires. Because think of it as putting wind in your sails and sailing on to success. And we will do this in three important areas in our lives, and that would be work, family, and personal. And these three areas could be written in sentences. And what I would want you to do is to say that I want to be able to complete the sentence and think of as many things that you want to be able to do. And in ideas, you say, I have ideas about what I would like to do are, fill that out. And I have these needs to fulfill, and think of all your needs you want to fulfill. And my desires and wishes for the future are, and write down all of your desires that you have for the future. And I would also like to take this and relate it to a program called Transactional Analysis that was established by Eric Byrne. And in that, you think of the parent, the adult, the child. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because when you think of the parent, the adult, the child, what you're thinking of is the tapes that you hear in your head on a daily basis. Because as a child growing up, your parent probably said to you, you should keep your room clean, you should take your dishes and wash them, you should make your bed. Then as a child, the child says, I want ice cream, I want to go to the park, I want. Think of all the wants, and you need to look at them and think of and write down as many as you can, and then you need to look at what are your positive statements, what are your negative statements, and how they conflict with each other and how they interfere with you reaching your goals for success. And then you have to take them and work on them and get rid of them so that you can set your goals and set your wins to sail for success. And as a matter of fact, failure to complete the goal opportunities and activity makes completion of the values activity makes it difficult. The goal opportunity exercise opens the values gate for you. Once you have listed and categorized your values, then you can move on to the visioning exercise. And what that means is you have a picture in your head of what your final goal is. You put yourself there. If you believe that you can succeed, then you will succeed. That's why we need to have a goal in life, because we want to have areas where we can achieve things in our lives, not sit back and watch other people have goals and set them and reach them. You know, are you going to be a participant of life? Are you going to be an observer of life? You have to make that decision. Because the visioning exercise is designed to relax you so you can get in touch with your inner self easier. A personal touch makes you appear more real and more approachable. And the values exercise is simply a checklist where you make private choices. Your goals are more specifically your willingness to do what is necessary to achieve your written goals. It is derived from your value system, and that value system is something that you tend to have gained somewhere in your life from your parents, from your religion. They give you a sense of balance in your life. And your vision gives you an idea of what your future could be, and your mission gives you some overall purpose. Now, I'm going to go back and tell you of an example of how goals were set up for people with disabilities in the school system, because not until 1977 did Congress pass Public Law 94-142, which is known as the Individual Disability Education Act. And in this law, it states that teachers and parents develop an IEP, or an individual education plan, for each student, and they set this goal for the student, and they write it down step by step what it will take for him to reach that goal. For the first time, what they were doing was saying that people with disabilities had the right to an education, but we needed to set achievable goals for them so they can feel some type of success, because that is what a goal is. Your goal in school as a child is maybe to graduate that grade. Then it's, you know, as the years go by, it's to graduate elementary school or to graduate junior high or to graduate high school and then to graduate college. What that does is it's a step-by-step achievable goal that you set for yourself. And sometimes people, because they learn differently, don't always understand how to establish those goals, so they may have to be established for them. Or in the case of someone with a disability, the purpose is that the school system has to guarantee that they will have the right to an education and that they will have the potential to go further in life. That is why we now have the Americans with Disabilities Act. The problem is that even though in the school system they have helped children with disabilities to set goals and graduate, once it becomes time for employment, even if they have the skills, companies are still not willing to hire people with disabilities. Before the downturn in the economy and before all of this cutbacks on employment in the 90s, companies were crying for help. So instead of going to the rehabilitation services and looking for people with disabilities that had the qualifications to fill those positions and then giving them the opportunities to move up within the company so that they too can reach plateaus or increase employment, they didn't do that. What they did was they went to India or to the Middle East or to China, and they would get people from those countries to come over here to fill those positions. And then what that has led to today is that they have found that they could outsource those jobs to other countries and pay them less money, so that now what has happened is that the people in this country don't have the jobs in the companies to move their way up the ladder. So now you have to look at other alternatives. That other alternative is self-employment. So then you have to look at, well, what areas in self-employment do I want to be interested in? There are a lot of companies out there, like Lighthouse America, that will take advantage of people who don't understand the internet and are looking for ways to make money by utilizing affiliate programs. So you need to be aware of what's going on in the company. And when setting a goal, what you need to do is think of it as though you are climbing a ladder. And so that you don't fail, what you need to do is to take it a step at a time. Because in a ladder, you can jump 2 or 3 steps ahead and you just reach the top faster. But in your personal life, if you skip a rung on the ladder towards success, then what you're doing is skipping an area that may be very important to helping you reach that goal. So therefore, it's up to you to make the decision what you want to do. And then you have to set that goal and you have to work on it. And when thinking of goals, now we need to start the goal setting process by creating your vision. A vision is an idea of what could be. The process where exploring will work with your business, professional or personal goals. I need you to choose one of these 3 areas to use for the remainder of the program. Now we're going to explore the concept of envisioning your future. A vision gives you an idea of what you could be. It provides you with a sense of direction and overall focus. You need to have a vision to help you focus your energy and your activities. And for example, when you were in college, you created a picture in your mind say, of graduation, when you pictured yourself in your cap and gown receiving your diploma. For a freshman, this is a vision. For a senior, it is a reality at the end of the year. Now, remember back to what you did at each level to reach the final result. This is how you vision a goal, then work towards it. And what I would like you to do is to set a goal that is not difficult, but very rewarding process. It may help you to focus today on one major aspect of your life in terms of your goals. Start by completing the following statements. The goal I want to focus on today is related to, and you can either choose a profession or you can choose work, family, or even something in your personal life. Say, for instance, that you would like to do something where your end result is to learn to drive a car. So that may be a long-term process because first you have to get in the car and you have to learn, you know, what different things are, how to change gears, where, how to back up, how to park. Then once you become proficient at it, then your final result is to go out and get your driver's license. But first you have to pass a test before you can get in the car and drive it. Because to get your license, you have to have experience. You have to be able to change lanes in heavy traffic. You have to be able to park your car. And many a times, you're going to find where you have to parallel park. So you have to get as close to the curb as you can without touching it. But you also have to make sure that you have an opportunity or enough space between the car in front of you and the car behind you to achieve that. So you have to think of it in terms of where will I go and how will I do that? How do I take these separate steps towards setting that goal and making it an achievable goal? And as we discussed earlier, in your mission, it is your purpose, your reason for being, versus your vision, which tells you what you could be. Here are some examples. My vision is to be an advocate for people with disabilities to live the best quality of life within the limits they are capable of. And my vision or purpose in life is to work with people with disabilities to teach them the skills they need to reach those goals. And then I will be known as an advocate on disability issues and helping you to live the best quality of life and reach your potential in life. And what that means is that for me, what I say is that in my goal in setting up my business to help people achieve their goals is to help them reach their maximum potential. And I utilize Inscape products, which is the disc, which I've mentioned before. And what that does is that teaches you where your strengths are, what behavioral patterns that you have that will help you to reach your maximum potential. And if you're capable of becoming a leader, how to really develop those skills so that you can achieve everything that you want or set for yourself. And it's something that you too can do if you understand how to take and create those opportunities for yourself so that you can reach a goal. And we've created a set of worksheets to help you sort through these opportunities. The idea is to pick the top opportunity in each category. Then you will choose the one you wish to write a goal statement about. And this self-selection allows you to work on what you are most comfortable with. And what that is that you need to think of what are your success opportunities and how are you going to go about reaching those and creating that success for yourself and what you want to do. And then what I would like you to do is to think also in terms of work, family, or something in your personal life that is a most important for you so that you can take that opportunity and from choose the one that you wish to use and develop a goal statement. So say you want to set a goal statement around work, and your goal statement may start out by saying, I want to be in business for myself. I want to earn $1 million. Well, what would it take for me to reach that goal? First, I need to look back at what is my education, where were my strengths, how can I utilize someone else's strengths in areas that are my weakness to help me reach that goal. Then you need to, once you decide how you're going to do it, then you have to write down each step that it will take you. It may be first going out and having a business license. Then it may take, in terms of if you're opening up a store, then you have to go out and decide, well, what products do I want to sell? And you have to go to trade shows where you can purchase those products. So before you go to the trade shows, you still need money to be able to purchase it, unless you have outstanding credits with the bank. So it's up to you to consider, how do you want to reach that goal for yourself? How do you see yourself or vision yourself reaching that goal? Then you have to write down step by step what it will be, because you, even before you even buy the products, you first have to get the location for your store. And you're going to look at, well, which is the best location? Think of McDonald's. Where do they put their restaurants? Many of them are in shopping malls, in places where it's heavily used. You go on a main strip in a certain area, you almost every mile you will see a Starbucks. Why? Because a lot of people today are self-employed, and everyone has laptops. If you go to Starbucks and you take your laptop, they have Wi-Fi. So you can turn around, open up your computer, and get on the internet and do business. You can check your emails. What you are doing is creating opportunities for yourself to be in business without having to be in a location, whether at home, and you're always available. That is why today, if you look at society, because we do not work 9-to-5 jobs anymore, what we have done is changed our behaviors in where we do business. People will conduct meetings at Starbucks. They will congregate there and set out a plan on what they're going to do for that day, how they're going to go out and reach that goal or make that sale, what is their direction that they're going to take. And we are coming near the end of this, and what I would like to do is tell you how you could purchase from me my program, Live Without Limits, Create Your Own Success in Life. And when you purchase that program, it is laid out in 7 modules where you will have different activities that will help you learn how to set your goals and reach those goals. And then if you want to, you can also hire me or purchase time from me for personal coaching. When you do that, you can also get the DISC profile or the time management profile, and that will cost you extra, but what it will do is generate a report from you that will help you understand what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and how you can achieve those goals so that you too can learn to live without limits. Because we all want to have goals in life, and we need to set them in such a way that we can achieve those goals. We don't want to see ourselves have failure in our lives. And that is why you need to get rid of the negatives, because the negatives are the things that will hold you back. And the negatives are things that people tell you because they don't want to see you be more successful than they are. Even today, you see people driving cars or owning homes that they could ill afford to own. So therefore, what they're doing is setting themselves up for failure, because that's what they've always been told, failure.